Hey, everybody, time for Ask the Tech Guy. A question I get a lot. How do I know what my cell phone coverage is going to be like with company X, Y, or Z? You can't trust the companies. Who can you trust? We'll answer that question next on Ask the Tech Guy. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. Well, happy Monday. Leo Laporte here, and I got a question just the other day, actually, from Pat. Pat writes, longtime fan. Are there websites that'll tell you which cell company has better coverage for your area, especially ones that aren't provided by the actual cell phone providers? Pat, this is a really good question. I think a lot of us, we see advertisements, you know, Verizon, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? We've got the best coverage. AT&T, we got the best coverage. And you know you can't trust those advertisements. We also see coverage maps. And if you look at the coverage maps and compare those with your actual experience, I think you'll probably also say, yeah, those are, what's a kind way to put this? Aspirational coverage maps. Probably the best thing to do, it's a little bit old school, is to ask your friends and neighbors, your coworkers, people who have cell phones in the same places you plan to have a cell phone, and say, well, who's your carrier? Do you like them? How many bars do you get? That kind of thing. Because the problem with cell coverage is, it's very local. A great carrier in one city might be the worst carrier in another city two towns over. And there's no such thing as, you know, the best nationwide coverage. There are independent third-party entities that will rate this stuff. I'll show you first something. This is something that PC Magazine has been doing for, well, as long as I've been reading PC Magazine. Back since they were a print magazine, they actually go around to cities. Used to be Sasha would do this with his co-authors. Now they get volunteers. They go around to cities, give them phones, and say, test the speeds. That's a little better than, you know, just reading a recommendation or a map. They go to 26 cities. They just did theirs about 2 weeks ago in September. And, again, this is going to be a little bit less useful. You can look back in time and so forth, but this is nationwide. So AT&T is the fastest, then T-Mobile, and then Verizon. But that's not necessarily the case. For instance, if you're in New York City, Verizon is going to be the best. So that's the problem. One of the things they did find out is that 5G, especially on AT&T, is actually slower than 4G, as Sasha says, in almost all the cities we tested. T-Mobile, which offers probably the widest spread for 5G, using its low-band 600 megahertz network, it's most everywhere in the country, and they say is faster than 4G, but it isn't very fast at all. Verizon's network is very fast, but it's only available in a single-digit percentage of our test location. That's 5G. You're probably not too worried about 5G, and you can look at this, because honestly, most places don't have 5G. You're pretty much talking about LTE coverage. There are places you can go that do something similar. There's a commercial entity. There are a number of them. The one that I often refer to is OpenSignal. It's at opensignal.com. And they do this, as you can see, all over the world. But just as an example, we'll go to the USA. Now, you have to do this. These are coverage maps, again, independent third party with actual phones in actual towns. So these coverage maps are much more accurate than the carrier's coverage maps. Let's just click on AT&T. And you can choose which one you want. Oh, it looks like they also, if you want these maps, they used to put them online. Now it looks like you have to download their app and put it on your phone. So iOS or Android, look for the OpenSignal app, and you can put it on your phone. And they, as I said, they do all four of the major carriers. But even that's not really as granular as you would like. For instance, T-Mobile, which is pretty good here in Northern California in our Petaluma area, is non-existent inside the office. When we rented this facility, of course, the first thing I did, because I'm a T-Mobile customer, is pulled out my phone and I said, no bars? No bars. So we actually went to T-Mobile and they provided us with a little kind of repeater. They call it a femtocell. That's the technical term. Each company has its own name for it, microcell for AT&T and the like. But they gave us one of these little microcells. It plugs into your internet and then, in effect, puts a cell tower inside the building. So everybody inside here can use T-Mobile just fine because we have a little T-Mobile cell here. We could do the same for other carriers. That's probably not a good solution for most people. In this case, we got it for free in many cases. In fact, the carrier, if you say, look, I can't use you, I'm going to go to somebody else, will say, well, we'll try this. They don't give it to you for free. They also sell it, but I wouldn't recommend paying for it. It's pretty expensive. So the answer to your question is there are these, you know, third-party, more reliable coverage maps, but they're not going to give you as granular as information as your friends and neighbors will. On the other hand, if you're a truck driver and you want to know, is it going to how well is it going to cover I-80, or you know, I'm going coast to coast, how well is it going to be cover, you know, the places I go? A coverage map, especially from OpenSignal, will probably be pretty useful because you can look in the map out your routes and see if you're going to get coverage, and at least you'll know where you won't get decent coverage. At home and at the office, ask coworkers and friends; they're the best resource. But as you have already observed, the worst person you can ask is a cell phone cell phone provider, because they're very optimistic in their coverage. Good question. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. This is something I think is important for all of us. If we're moving carriers, we want to know who's going to provide the best service. There's, you know, a lot of other things to consider with a carrier, like price. But ultimately, if it doesn't work, it's no good at any price. Our show today brought to you by LastPass. LastPass can help you manage identities and promote good security behaviors while your employees are remote. You know, you want your employees to have secure password storage, of course. LastPass gives them their own vault for storing every app and web login that they use. So they always have their passwords with them. They can access any resource anywhere from any device. Look, working remotely is a challenge, but it shouldn't be frustrating. LastPass makes it convenient. Rest easy knowing your business is secure with LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. LastPass.com/twit. I can help you. I'm not just the tech guy. I'm your tech guy. If you've got a question, email askthetechguy@twit.tv. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining me. Have a great week.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.